all. It was great. Vaguely.
He.
How could you forget? Yep.
So Webby's back in the news.
Yeah, apparently.
He's not rapping, though.
Forgot this nigga existed.
He's not rapping right now. He's doing his best as a parent, oddly enough. Webby was...
So back on TMZ. Here's Webby.
Doing his best as a parent.
When I ran into that situation, I wasn't thinking about whose kids it was or where it came. All of them bad. All of them was wrong. A lot of people told me you should have took off the belt and whooped all they motherfuckers. I was in the studio this time, and I heard something upstairs. I heard a girl voice, and I walked in like puppies. They all looked up at me like, what? You know what I'm saying?
What were they doing?
They wasn't doing nothing. Everybody had their clothes on. You know, just being bad kids. It's 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. I said, what the fuck? I said, what y'all doing? Uh-uh. Everybody get up. All y'all. Come on. You know what I'm saying? I said, what's y'all parents' number? You know what I'm saying? Because look, I said, and one of the that little friend, the little boy, he put his book sack on. Like he was about to run out the house. Uh-huh. I said, oh, no. No. Y'all can't do that. Anyway, I said, put your book sack down. You hear me? Where the parents at? Anyway, nobody would give me an answer. I said, y'all need the parents. Anyway, that's when they ran out the house. The girl rolled here on the back of his bike. So they was in the house. He went and got on his bike. You hear me? And the girl said, you can't just leave me like that. You can't. But anyway, I had already told my son, go get them. Don't let them run away from this house. They could know. It's 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm not about to let no kids run away from this house. They can go say anything. We already being sneaky here. All of them. I'm talking about my kids that day. Go get them and bring them back here.
Was there any punishment? Anybody grounded?
What? Man, I took all the... I ripped the doors off the room. They don't have doors no more.
Oh, my God. In their bedrooms, you ripped off the doors?
I don't know what their parents did to them. I mean, but I know my kids, we still have some more punishment and stuff to go from.
That's beautiful.
Is this good parenting?
Except for the crazy part at the end, ripping doors out like your goddamn Arnold Schwarzenegger. No, that's not good. But holding your kids accountable for absolutely doing something wrong. He was in a sound mind. He was like, yo, I can't let kids eat. I don't give a damn. If he is going home, I don't know if he is. You need to go get that kid back. I'm not gonna be the last adult that saw that child at 5 in the morning and all you kids were in my house doing whatever the hell you were doing, which none of your parents would like. Mm-hmm. I think he did the best he could, but he went super dad and ripped the doors off the door. That's crazy shit.
Ripping the doors off, not okay. Putting that little girl on the camera when that's not his kid, not okay.
Yeah, you can't put. You shouldn't put your kids on the internet. Yeah,
I agree. But like, if you're gonna do your kids, that's your absolutely kids. Understandable. Yeah, like, but if you're gonna do someone else's kids,
I wouldn't even know how you ask for permission to do that. So I don't think that's acceptable in any way.
Yeah, I'm out
like,
with that.
I would never ask. If anybody asked to put my child on the internet, I'd be like, absolutely.
If that was my daughter, like, not only would I have to punish my daughter, but then I'm gonna have to come home.
I'm
and
like,
do
don't ever fucking do it.
For put my daughter that
I
shit.
I might be overreacting, but like now my daughter's on the internet forever.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not with it.
I think it was good action, but overdone. It was a little bit too much.
His reason.
I think he should have started with the other punishments first. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Instead of ripping off the door should be the last thing. You got to start with like, there's going to be more punishments to come, but right now we're going to start off with immediate action of ripping off the door. We're going to strip them.
If anything, that's the undue expect on his part.
Stripping people of piracy is...
Doors back up.
Like, that's stupid. You, like, I'm sure he didn't, like, just take the screws out like a normal person. I'm sure he kicked them out. like some kind of savage animal. I don't think he's
big enough. You saw him on that video. He ain't big enough to kick no door out.
Man, they make doors out of nothing nowadays.
He still can't kick that shit out. What you talking about? He's a savage.
Hey, didn't you tell me one time you put hands on someone and you stopped them in their tracks? People can do some things.
I've also kicked doors in.
It's possible.
I know.
Who knows what Webby's been doing in his downtime?
The name of his albums are called Savage Life.
Of course. That's how you know he's not a savage.
Two, three, four, and five.
Two, three,
four. He put out five albums?
I think so.
Back in the... That's crazy. Did he really?
Well, I only know about one song. How you put out five albums, I know about one song.
Because you had good taste in music. Simple as that.
That don't make no sense.
You put out six Savage Lives.
Six Jesus. Savage Lives.
And I only know about one song.
Yeah. And he got five collaboration albums.
There's no way he did 11.
Apparently he did. He was in the studio when that happened, so.
So he's still working? Does the Dirty South have its own music circuit?
Likely.
I feel like they just don't even hand some things out to the rest of America. Mm-hmm. And they just like, yo, we're going to have our own thing.
Probably underground radio DJs and shit.
Because
shit.
I don't even understand how he's making money. To the point that he's still
in a studio,
in his own house.
Yeah.
It's probably his home studio.
That I get, but you still have to furnish that, pay for it. Is like, where's he still
state taxes on that bitch?
Like, I don't know how you do that. When I haven't heard you do anything in a decade.
One song.
Middle school. When was middle school? 06? 12 years. It's been a grip.
I had to have my memory jogged throughout the song. I didn't even remember the song.
Like that was wild. But. I don't think, I don't know how you deal with that situation any other way. My dad would have killed me. My dad literally would have kicked my ass if I had my friends over his house at 5 a.m. with a girl in my bed. So I can't really get mad. I'm so thankful that these children don't have my father because my dad was a psycho. He yelled first, yelled second, threw things sometimes, then asked questions later.
Seems like a good process.
He got to the bottom of things.
Yeah, exactly. You got to figure it out. Maybe you have to kick a couple of asses unduly along the way, but you know.
Yeah, he got to the bottom of things when I messed up. But I think if you go at this in any other way, as a parent, you have to look like you're a responsible parent. If you're going to videotape this, you have to at least make sure that you did all the right thing.
Your fucking kids.
Well, one, you're videotaping your children.
Yeah.
But if you are going to videotape it, do that and make sure that you are addressing everything that the kids did wrong. And tried to get the parents' numbers, but it's 5 a.m. It's an odd situation to place in the hands of a rapper. You know, let's be serious.
He's a parent first, Yondo.
Is he? It's hardly relevant
but
first.
Apparently he is. I mean, man.
He is a parent first.
Other than forcing it and taking off the doors, which is just a huge force.
Dude, that's crazy.
That's a huge force.
You can't be
huge for us.
I think that I know kids don't have rights.
That's abuse.
Like, it has to be some kind of form of abuse, right?
Huge for us.
Major. Swearing in front of your kids.
Perfectly fine.
Okay. Swearing in front of other people's kids.
No, perfectly fine. Because right. I don't get do they?
They
not
have no
know?
Business being in this house.
No. But time out. Come on now. We live in the real world, and kids live in the real world. You don't think your kid is cussing up a storm when you start swearing? When I was in fucking third grade,
second.
And I was away from my mother,
I said sex.
Yeah,
for the first time in second grade.
I'm not trying to hear shit. Oh, don't swear in front of my kid. Just no, he ain't said nothing that them kids ain't already heard.
Know. They're
except
old enough.
Book sack. They're probably like, what the fuck's book sack?
Book sack.
Yeah.
Book sack.
Yeah,
oh my
what
God.
The fuck is that?
Just say satchel. Say satchel at that point.
Nah.
You're old as shit.
They just be some naive ass parents, and it's those parents are the worst. The parents who think their kids are goody two shoe and ain't done shit. Them be the kids who be the wild ones.
Yep.
Them be the kids whose daughter is in bed with two sons at 5 a.m.
I think
house
it was,
where
there
you
was three
know.
Boys though.
Three boys. I'm sorry. With three boys.
That is a scary future.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
is a scary
yep.
fucking future,
yep.
man.
Nah, it's because we're the most
you got up at five.
Parents.
You won't get up at 5 a.m. and go to extra help with your teacher, but you get up at 4 a.m, 5 a.m. to go hang out with some dude's bed.
Come on now. You know you into some shit. Everyone was
yeah. If you're doing that, yeah, you can't actually care about cussing.
At the very least, we're cussing.
If you're in someone else's bed at the age of 15, you don't give a damn about cussing.
At the very least, we all been cussing forever.
That is true.
It didn't make no damn sense.
Do y'all plan on having kids?
I would like to, but like, I don't know. I know I'm not supposed to have children. Not because I can't. It's just like, I know I shouldn't. It's half me. And it's half the person that fucked me. So, like this child is destined to be a shithead. Like,
or at least half a shithead.
Nah, man. Like, maybe, like, because I'm going to get one of those remarkable women that has the patience of Mother Teresa. Nah, I doubt that. I'm going to find my chick on Route 1. Like, that's what it's going to be. It's going to be one of those cases. I'm talking about Route 1, Massachusetts, you know, where all the lovely damsels are. All the Saugus chicks. Oh, God bless them. Revere, Chelsea. It's most likely going to be a terrible situation. I'm just saying, for the child, hypothetically, it's not etched in stone yet. But if it's half my child, then half the person who bangs me. Like, come on, let's be realistic.
Yeah, the person who bangs you must not be in the right state of mind either.
Boom. I'm honest. I am honest.
Yeah, so, alright.
I mean, sense. I would, and a plus, you can adopt a child. Already, there's a child on this planet that needs love. They've had the world turn its back on them. Man, some children do. I don't know what you want me to say to that. There needs to be some kids out there that need some love and attention. So go adopt a little brother, a little buddy, or son. I would just call him a homie. I don't really want to call him a son. I'd just be like, yo, you the homie.
Would you, though? You'd adopt? I'm selfish. I would only have my own biological.
Actually, I couldn't afford adopting. What the hell am I talking about? I couldn't afford adopting. That's true. My broke ass. No, God, no. I'd like to. If someone left a baby in a little thing with some like a nice charcuterie board with it, I would take that baby. It's my own.
Yeah, I feel you. I smoke a minimum of a half ounce every 2 weeks. So like I'm not willing to give up that schedule. So I don't think children would really vibe with me.
Dude, honestly, I'm not trying to slow down to like 40. Yeah, man, I like my my me time.
Yeah, I like being as high as possible at most times. You know,
Webby obviously is about that life though, being a parent. Actually,
granted, I will say I have slowed down from my young age. When I was younger, I was kind of wild, but you know, I have
picked up.
I live in the real world. You know what I'm saying? I have bills and shit and jobs and shit.
Stress, it exists.
I ain't stressed. I don't feel stressed. I'm good. You know what I'm saying?
Then what the hell are you talking about bills and shit for?
That ain't stressed. That's just shit I gotta do.
Yeah, what the hell did you bring it? Okay, all right, fine.
Yeah, I ain't stressed. I ain't worried about that.
All right, cool. It wasn't an indictment on you. I wasn't coming at you saying that you. It's okay then.
The only time I ever felt stressed in my life, I had to train this Indian dude.
You don't need to tell me.
That was stressful. That was real stressful.
Wait, you had to chase an Indian
dude? I had to train an Indian dude. I look like chasing an Indian dude. What the fuck does that mean? Exactly.
What? What in the fuck just transpired in that past 5 seconds? Oh my goodness!
Nah, it's for State Street. I had to train this Indian dude how to take over a client.
What's your beef with Indian people?
I don't have a beef with Indian people. I have a beef with that Indian dude. I have a beef with him. Cause fuck him. But in terms of Indian people, like, I don't give a fuck. They doing them. You know what I'm saying?
So, let's say hypothetically, y'all both have kids.
Mm-hmm.
How are you then going to raise your children?
Like a psycho. Like an absolute psycho. I'm not going to rip off the doors or anything. I'm just going to instill the fear of God in them. I don't want to hit my kids. I just want my kids to think that I'm going to hit them. I want to be like...
Is that not what Webby did?
I'm not ripping doors off. I'm going to be the guy who like throws hatchets. I keep a whole bunch of hatchets in the house. Have guns on the wall, making the kids think I'm a woods. I don't even know the word for it, frontiersman or woodsman.
There you go.
Something like that. I'd make my child think like I'm some kind of. Oh yeah, I'm going fishing at 4 a.m. So my child doesn't act like an idiot. And then one day,
one day you go out for a pack of cigarettes and you never come back. Is that what you're saying?
No. The one day if he goes out, if he goes out of control, I actually have to step up to the plate and like. Yo, man.
Go get those cigarettes and never come back. That's really stepping up to the plate. Sometimes you got to step up to the plate.
What are you talking? Why are you? So what about cigarettes?
Yeah, you don't ever heard of that cliche story that my dad said he was going out for cigarettes and then he never came back?
Oh, now why the hell would I try to be a good father and then just dip as soon as my kid fucks up.
Yeah, I mean, hey, sometimes you got to do that. You know what?
No, what? That's not how you do that.
Nah, but like, ideally.
I don't know how to be a good, I don't think anybody really knows how to be a good parent.
Oh, well, no.
It's just a crapshoot. You got to figure it out on the way, man.
And you got to hope your kid ain't crazy and kills you in your sleep.
The Menendez brothers. Mm-hmm. They killed their parents for $1.1 million in like the 90s.
Yep, so. Like, I mean, so that's good money.
Back in the 90s, but like, yo, it wasn't going to last a lifetime.
No, you put that shit in an index fund, you going somewhere. By now, you have a couple of years.
It was already in a trust fund for him. Like, it was going to, those things accrue value or something over time.
Not like in the index fund, you know what I'm saying? You put that shit in the index fund. By now, those kids were 16. They probably been sitting on like 13 million.
They would have been, but they murdered their parents.
13 line times over. Hey, I'm just saying, their plan was awful. You know what I'm saying?
If they just made one little tweak, man. If they made one little tweak.
You pull that off. Like, no, I'm just fucking around with it.
But that's the real thing. You gotta worry about your life. If you have kids, have money, like, you gotta worry about your kids killing you.
Yeah,
ever since the dawn of time, princes have been killing their fathers mm-hmm. to become king. The kids have been killing their parents for the trust fund. I don't know how to be a good parent. Like, I don't know where I need to be tough.
Total crapshoot.
I'm just a crapshoot. So at that point, like, why? I guess that's where we're going. Like, why have kids?
Because we're humans, and we have a biological imperative. You know, all that evolution shit kind of eats away at you. And it says,
like, hold on.
And fucking is real fun. and birth control wasn't widely distributed until at least a couple of decades ago. What is it, like the 60s or 50s or 60s when birth control came out? So, you know, we spent a long time, like, really liking fucking, but having no way to not have babies. So, like, you kind of just, like, had to have babies.
But now we got more things that prevent babies, and we still having more. Like, I think there's a problem with, stupid people.
Yeah, well, not education. You know, you got to be educated.
That is, absolutely.
And when you ain't got, fucking is a real good way to pass the time. You know what I'm saying? So if you ain't got much going on in your life.
And you can fall asleep right after.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and everyone can fuck. You don't got to be a genius to fuck. You can be a dumbass.
Most people are not.
Still do just fine. Yeah, yeah.
Most geniuses don't get ass. That's true.
Just fine. Yep. So, you know, like, it happens to the best of us.
Okay.
But ideally, I would say for me, I would have a nice, like, I would say I would go for the setup where, like, I did as little as possible. I feel like that'd be best for the child if I was as hands-off as possible. And, you know, just, like,
I'm only there for discipline.
Yeah, I come, I'll pay the bills, you know.
Yeah.
I'll do all that shit, and I'll try to be a nice dad in between. But
like, if he does some dumb shit.
You know, yeah, exactly. Because, like, I'm probably going to just be weeded all day anyway. So, you know, you don't have me.
I believe you should be allowed to, like, kind of hit your son.
Nah.
Like a flick to the head?
Nah.
Were y'all hit?
I was. I would have to say I'm currently against hitting your children. I used to be.
I'm not talking about abusing your child. I'm like, hey,
smart enough. Because I was thinking back to my childhood and like, spankings weren't a deterrent for me. I didn't give a fuck. I was willing to take that chance. I was rolling those dice. Like, I knew what the consequences were, and I was fucking rolling the dice. Yeah,
I was a wild man at age 8.
So, like, really, you were just hitting me for you. You know what I'm saying? Because it wasn't going to affect me. Because I had already rolled the dice.
And how do you discipline your child? You can't just go and, like, mollywop your kid.
This is, like, a bigger question.
Electroshock therapy.
Mm-hmm. How white parents raise their kids.
Nah, fuck that.
That's unhealthy.
It depends on the white kids, though. Because some white kids will beat the shit out of their kids. And other white kids.
Some white kids are cool. My parents, give me all this responsibility. I'm not going to ruin it. Yeah. Right, but then there's other kids who's like, yeah, my parents gave me all this responsibility. You invite 5 of your friends. I'll invite 5 of my friends. We'll have a kegger in the house. They're going to be back at, like, 8 in the morning. That's crazy. Like, exactly. Then you have the Bretts of the world. Like, there's craziness that I would never think to have a kegger in my parents. Like, mm-hmm. just out of the fear of what might go wrong.
So we all went to private school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately.
Obviously, a lot of white kids at the private school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you think any of them were beaten as children?
Oh, definitely.
In a disciplinary, not just like beat up, but
In a disciplinary one. Actually, I'm not sure in a disciplinary way. A lot of the white kids, I don't think they were, that I went to school with, they were never.
I would guess it's less prevalent among more well-off people.
Yeah.
But if you get a poor white dude in the hood, their parents is whipping their asses,
too. Everybody, it doesn't matter where you are in life. It doesn't matter what you look like. If you tired and you fed up with some bullshit and someone throws you another curveball at the end of it, it doesn't matter what you look like. You will slap a little kid in the face. Mm-hmm. It's fucked up. I was talking to my roommate about this. A woman or a father can be like, hey, don't touch that candy. Slap a child right in the hand in the aisle. Everybody hears a slap. Everybody's like, kid was told something clearly and he didn't listen. And no one says anything about it. I was just like, yo, that's fucking crazy. Child abuse under surveillance. Like, there are cameras in supermarkets. It's absolutely okay. It's absolutely okay. Because everybody just assumes that child was told not to do something too many times, and that kid got slapped because that kid's an asshole. No.
Kids are assholes, though.
Oh, they're awful. They're evil people. Yeah. I don't think you can just slap a child because it grabbed a Mentos.
I agree.
And everybody just looks like, oh, that kid got hit. I remember those days. Goes back to checking out. Nothing happened.
Well, it's easier to overlook than to do something.
It's children getting hit. Like, I would flick my child, but I would never hit my child in public. That feeling is so bad. Like, it's ugly. It's
flicking hurts, my guy.
Flicking hurts? Oh, my God. I can't flick my kid in the arm.
Yeah, that hurts.
Dude, stop. It's not just an entire hand as opposed to a finger. I'm trying my best. No, you would rather a hand?
Now you got to speak to him, unfortunately. You got to use your words.
I think that's insulting. That's awful. That's so tough. How does an adult talk to a child? I'm like, hey, man, I'm going to treat you like you're 22 now.
You don't treat him like you're 22. You still treat him like a child. You just don't hit him.
But if you were going to respect
I would say hitting your child is more so treating your child like they're 22 than talking to him. I'd say that.
Man, when I say
I'll fuck a 22-year-old man up. I have no
then games. It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. I'm not talking about slapping my kid.
I'm saying you're still getting violent. You're still getting violent.
That is not what violence is. That is not violence. Violence is not violence.
So could I flick you?
Huh?
You'd be fine if I just started flicking you?
Yes. As opposed to slapping me with your hands? You could ball those things up, you know? I'd flick you back. That's it.
That was the Kawhi laugh for anyone who didn't realize.
But was it actually Kawhi? You'll never know. You'll never know if that was actually Kawhi. He's in the studio.
Nah.
I mean, kids are badass. Kids, there's always that one kid that can't be broken, man. You got to be able to at least flick that kid, man.
Nah, because that kid will just keep rolling the dice.
Nah. Then you got to just isolate him. That kid's psycho. He's a rogue.
Yeah.
I don't know how you deal with rogue kids. I think Webby did a great job. Nah, except for the ripping the doors off and putting someone else. Kawhi, what do you think about it? What a weird compliment for yourself.
I love the game of basketball. I mean, it's just more questions you have to ask me in order for me to tell you about myself. I just can't give you a whole spiel. I don't even know where you're sitting at.
It actually was funny. I don't know if I'm seeing it. He just has a bad fucking... His laugh is broken. It's like he inhales when he laughs. It's not like he doesn't know how to do it.
Oh, stop. No, you can't rational that, man. He's trying.
That was his attempt at you. That genuinely was his attempt. I don't even know where you at. Like he was 70. Oh, my goodness. I want to see what that laugh turns out to be one day. It's going to be a great laugh when he's an old man.
Yep.
I'm going to see it progress through as his NBA career continues. He's a defensive player of the year, right? MVP and champion?
Yep, and finals MVP.
You gotta have a better laugh, man. You're going to be on TV a lot. You're going to be on TV a lot. Dude, It's just like.
Gotta leave the man alone, though.
I would never say it if he was in the room. Obviously. He could squeeze my head.
Yeah, dude, his hands are fucking ginormous.
They would just pop my head, but. Holy shit.
Babe, do you have anything left to say about Webby? Because I do not.
No. There's nothing left to say about Webby. Webby, good job. But stop ripping your children's doors off. You go with the other punishments first.
Stop putting other kids
on. Yeah, it's not right.
Blasts on the internet.
Honestly, you can't be putting kids on the internet. It's not for that. It's weird. It's weird and uncomfortable, and it's bad because if some crazy person sees them, yo, it could be a wrap. The web is a dark place.
And if they went to school with me, they would never live that down ever.
Oh, my goodness. Exactly. Never. That poor girl's going to have two tough years. Like, never. You was in a bed with three dudes.
No, I'd be getting after the dudes, too. See, the dudes, they're going to live that down. Like, everyone, it's equal opportunity.
No, I told you, it's a scummy thing of three guys to be.
Going down. Yep.
There's a scummy thing to be in a bed.
Never live that down.
Yeah, all of you guys are scumbags for what you were planning to do.
And I'd bring it up at the worst moments. In class, everything. Just bringing it
in
up.
Class.
Oh yeah, I don't give a fuck. There's no.
Damn. And there are kids like that.
Yo, there's no hold barred. Once it's on, it's on. War is war. Ain't no rules. Ain't no Geneva Convention.
War is war.
Yeah, we ain't signed no articles of war. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
ain't
my
no
God.
Geneva Convention and that shit. Fuck that. I'm coming, and I'm gonna enjoy myself while I'm doing it. But,
even.
So, hey.
All right. Well, that's all we got tonight.
Yep.
It's your boy Yondo, and it's the difficult.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think I'm gonna officially name myself.
We need to get a soundboard. We need a soundboard, and at least four of those buttons need to be that.
Yeah.
At least four of those buttons.
We'll work on that.
All right. Thank you guys. Have a good night. Enjoy your week, and go fuck yourselves.
Your week.
Go fuck yourselves.
Yeah.